Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day on the sixth day of August, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse, and we're still making our way through the book of Acts, and it's been amazing. I'm so excited to pray through this book. Hey, if you want to help the podcast, you can share it with a friend, and that would really be a blessing. Some of you have asked me, well, how in the world do I do that? Well, you can share the free app. There's a free app available for iTunes and Google Play that's called Pray Every Day. That makes sense. You can just send them the link, prayeveryday.show. You can let them know that it's one of the Alexa skills. And so if you look at the Pray Every Day show, it has all these links. So you can just send them any of these links. Or maybe you listen on Spotify and you just want to send that to them. Whatever you're prompted to do, perhaps there's someone in your life today who you feel prompted to send this to because they need prayer and they need scripture. So thanks in advance for doing that. And we are reading in Acts chapter 16 in the New American Standard Version of the Bible, verses 14 through 21. A woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple fabrics, a worshiper of God, was listening. And the Lord opened her heart to respond to the things spoken by Paul. And when she and her household had been baptized, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and stay." And she prevailed upon us. It happened that as we were going to the place of prayer, a slave girl having a spirit of divination met us, who was bringing her masters much profit by fortune telling. Following after Paul and us, she kept crying out, saying, "These men are bondservants of the Most High God who are proclaiming to you the way of salvation." She continued doing this for many days, but Paul was greatly annoyed and turned and said to the Spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out at that very moment. But when her master saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the market before the authorities. And when they had brought them to the chief magistrates, they said, "These men are throwing our city into confusion by being Jews and are proclaiming customs which it is not lawful for us to accept or to observe, being Romans. Mind if I pray for you?" Lord, thank you for this passage. And I just thank you that, this girl that Paul is talking about, or that, you know, Luke is talking about in the book of Acts, was exploited. She was only wanted for her special powers that were demonic in origin, and she was definitely being used by people for money. And so in light of that, Lord, I also lift up those who are being used by people for money, particularly those who are trafficked. And Lord, this has been a long-standing prayer of many of us for a long, long, long time, that there is a very real thing going on out in our world where people are being trafficked and for sex. And Lord, this evil is strong, it's deep, it's wide, it's connected to money. And Lord, by the power of your Spirit, I ask that you would just blow that apart. I know also that the porn industry fuels this. And I know also that there's people listening right now who are addicted to porn. And so, Lord, I pray for freedom. I pray that the lie that porn is, that it would fulfill you, make you feel strong, or whatever it is that it teaches, that lie would become as dead and decaying as dead man's bones. And Lord, that grip that it has over many Christ followers, it would be lessened. And you would set people free today as I pray this, that they would no longer chase after that, but that they would replace that with what is better, which is you, Lord. I pray for deliverance. Just as Paul said, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her," I pray that same kind of deliverance for my audience today, to those who are addicted to whatever it is that they continue to spend their lives and their hearts and their minds on. Lord, I also thank you for this story and how Lydia is saved. She is one of those women who prays. And her response after getting baptized, so everything happened all at once, was to have them into their house. And so, Lord, I pray that you would give us that same kind of hospitality that welcomes others in, that we wouldn't think that what we own is ours, but it's yours. We are simply stewards of what you have given us. And Lord, this passage is so much about finances. It's so much about greed, especially as we see that these men got so angry because their money maker was being taken away from them. Lord, would you just examine our hearts today? Help us not to be obsessed with money. We don't want to love it. We want to love you. I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And friend, even if you are struggling with a sin right now or you're struggling with an addiction, I want to remind you of this. You are still loved. Your actions do not negate the action of a loving God who sacrificed his son on the cross for you. You're believing a lie if you believe that you are unworthy. The truth is you are well loved by the Father who created you. And so in light of that love, without shame, walk boldly today into this day, knowing that you are loved and sought and cared for. Be free, friend.